Prince took all of his videos off of YouTube, and he can go fuck himself for that.
Really? He did. He's crazy like that.
He's fucking weird.
I love Prince, though. He's a great musician. I think I think Prince is the next Jimi Hendrix.
I think Prince is right up there as a guitar player, as a songwriter.
Too late for that.
to quote, this is 40, Prince fucks a lot. I'll never fuck like that. I know Prince fucks a lot. If you've ever seen that movie, go see it. It's funny. But anyway, Prince does fuck a lot. And he wears purple a lot. And he's a great guitar player. And he's a great songwriter.
Great guitar player.
But
great
why songwriter. Is he so fucking weird? And why is he a devout Jehovah's Witness now?
Yes, he's weird. That's the fucking thing about Prince.
But that's great artists guy. For you.
That's yeah, true. Artists are just in general
weird. Artist is kind of weird. Musicians are just as weird as anybody else. True.
We all have crazy names.
Yeah.
Drake,
no one here named Dave.
No one's named Dave here.
Bonham right here.
The artist formerly known as Jones.
Okay, what was the next one? Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Right.
That's a good topic. What's the greatest video of all time?
Michael Jackson's Thriller actually leads into the head topic. The top 20 albums of all time.
Okay, let's talk about Thriller first, though, and then we'll go
into Thriller is number 20. Let's get into Thriller.
Let's talk about number 20?
Thriller's number 20 on that list.
Okay, what's the best video of all time, though? Well, then we'll get into the list. What's the best
Buddy
video
Holly.
Of all time? Okay, Buddy Holly by Weezer, that was awesome.
That's my favorite one of all time.
We're not going to take it. Twisted Sister was a great video at its time. It blew. It was funny.
Who did it blow?
People. It was funny at its time. Nobody was doing those kinds of videos. They set a new standard.
Alan Tipper, it blew Tipper.
How the fuck
it
did that set a new Tipper, standard? That's comedy? What's the standard?
Oh, actually, you know what? The best video ever was Peter Gabriel's Big Time.
Big Time? Okay, Big Time was good.
That blew a lot of minds.
Who did it blow?
That blew a lot of penises.
I like
Big
those.
Time, it was Sledgehammer.
Or Sledgehammer, yeah.
Yeah, Sledgehammer.
And
Pink Floyd the Wall.
The freaking walking was even before. What is Peter Gabriel? He pulls up. We're only going to play it for a certain amount of time, then we're going to take it off the air forever.
Yeah,
that's kind of his statement. What the hell, Peter Gabriel? What the hell do you think you are?
That's right.
Who do you think you are? You're not going to last forever. You're just Peter Gabriel in the '80s, played with Genesis.
That's true. And he wrote some songs. And what songs did you write?
Big Time.
I think some of those Beatles ones, though, are excellent, too.
Oh, whatever.
Like in the 1960s, some of those Beatles videos were really innovative.
They're not really videos, though. They're more movies. Made into videos.
No,
later.
They made videos. They made videos for A Day in the Life.
Oh,
they made
yeah,
videos
I guess,
for Strawberry Fields Forever.
Right.
But they saw them as little movies. Of course, there was no videos back in those days. But they saw them as little promo movies. They did it. The Stones did a couple. There were some bands that really did some. I think Who did some.
So what's the best of all time? You're going with Thriller.
I don't think Thriller. For me, it's not the best of all time. But when I was a kid, it scared the shit out of me. But I didn't know anything.
True.
I was living on the reserve. I didn't know anything.
We saw the half hour. Did you watch the half hour one?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Good Rocking Tonight?
Yeah.
The 11-minute. I just remember the big, long 11-minute one.
Oh, that's the movie.
That's the one. It's 11 minutes long.
Best
that's 11?
Video
I knew it was a long
movie.
If they played it, it was like a big thing. I stayed up late then.
Nicki Minaj, Anaconda. Has anybody seen that? Anybody seen
I actually
that?
Haven't.
Holy
but
shit. Go over
I've
YouTube.
Seen Blurred Lines,
see
though. Like the uncensored one. That's way better. That's the best video of all time.
Mm-hmm. Which one? Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines, the uncensored version.
No, I really do love Weezer's Buddy Holly because I also love Happy Days.
Buddy Holly's my favorite one.
That was amazing.
The mixture of the two,
yes.
Of the old show with the music, and it all fit. That was.
What about Rick Astley's I'll Never Give You Up?
Rick Astley's pretty
good. That's a great video. He had a lot of good dance moves.
He had a lot of like head movements in that thing.
He's got Rick rolled here.
Not Rick.
Fucking Rick
Nirvana. Actually, I really do like Nirvana's Teen Spirit, though. I think that was a great video.
It's a cheap
for what
video,
they
though.
They're overrated.
They're not overrated.
They're pretty good for what they did.
I don't know. When did videos... Videos are kind of an 80s, 90s thing, right?
They started big in the 80s.
81.
Yeah.
They're more just a bunch of dancing around.
Too. Now it's just all bullshit.
Like, there's no actual story. Some of those videos actually had story.
Some of them are really artistic,
Yeah. Some of the older
ones. Cry by Godly and Cregan. That was a really good one.
Yeah. Actually, that was really good.
Never even heard of it. Who the fuck are these people?
When the hell were you
what
born?
Is that the one where all the faces
all
melt
the faces,
into other faces?
Yeah, the faces just kind of go away and bleed into each other.
Yeah, that was...
It was a really good video.
I loved Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue.
I'm just trying to think if any of those fucking metal bands ever made a good video.
Who invited
Jump.
You?
Jump play Van Halen.
I did love Jump.
They're all
Van
the same.
Panama.
Awesome.
Hot for Teacher.
All of those 80s
that's
videos
that's why you
identical.
Have to read Chuck Klosterman's take on
all
those 80s videos. He has
Chuck
a
Klosterman's
really
good,
funny take on them. But anyway, that's a different plug for Chuck Klosterman if he's out there.
Yeah.
There was a Van Halen movie.
I'm just kidding.
Van Halen video. It was the biggest video. It's just them on the stage.
Van Halen Jump was one of the biggest
that's
videos
a horrible
ever.
Video.
And they said this is the one that really changed things
it
for
did
bands.
It changed things for music videos and for bands.
Well, that's what I was
going
to say. When I was in the 80s, when we were going to school, And I remember they used to, at lunchtime, they used to wheel in the, a guy used to tape MTV. They used to
tape, this guy used to tape. Fucking principal all tied up.
Yes. This guy used to tape the MTV video from the satellite, because he was the only one who had the satellite. They'd wheel in the TV and the VCR, he would play them for us at lunchtime, and that's when I saw, like, we're not going to take it. Amazing video, because all the other ones before were just like concert videos, and like live bands and stuff, like Kiss is just on their stage doing their thing, which is cool. But then you actually have a whole story and a comedy effect to it, and it's great. Twisted Sister was amazing.
I think Thriller was, well, maybe not. I think maybe Thriller was one of the first ones that had a story that I remember, like a real actual story.
That's
where
a
he
movie.
Started in the beginning and then he ended as the zombie.
Vincent Price.
Vincent Price, which I love.
Yeah. That was probably my first had a real director. Vincent Price. Actual director did it.
Yeah, that's true.
Who did that?
Joe Dante.
Wasn't it?
Joe Dante.
Oh, yeah.
He had a bunch of films in that time frame, too. Yeah. But yeah, that's a real filmmaker. I don't know how much money they paid for Thriller. It must have been a fucking arm and a leg. But that thing's like head and tails above everything. Probably head and tails above everything ever created. Because that's really movie quality.
Yeah.
All of that fucking thing is movie quality.
Okay, so Thriller's the greatest video of all time. We've just decided.
We just said no. I mean, 3-1 maybe, but whatever.
What did you see?
Old Man Down the Road.
Old Man Down the Road.
That's not bad, but...
Who the fuck invited this guy to?
But he whatever. As if I'm gonna ever support anything Michael Jackson ever.
Let's follow
he
a missed fucking
the
nice.
The only reason we support this guy because he's a good singer, freaking pedophile, and you support him.
Yeah, so I don't think Michael
Jared
Jackson
Fogel,
wrote those things.
Jared Fogel made the best video ever.
Jared Fogel made one thing, the best footlong ever.
He made the best Subway commercials ever, according to the Michael Jackson standard.
Yeah, but Dante made the actual films. There's a real director there. Jackson, Michael Jackson didn't have any of these ideas. Maybe the choreography, if that.
The dancing was good.
It's his music, basically.
He's in it, and he's a pedophile.
Not then. I'm from the Jackson from 84, right then.
He was thinking about it.
Later on, he was.
Thriller is really a code word for that.
Maybe we'll bring that up next time. What's the best videos of all time? We'll do like a rundown. Maybe we'll
go through the best videos. Rated best videos.